crimecanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. 70% deficit reduction with tax cuts and spending controls. Conservative Party's 2025 platform targets. Table of contents, fiscal discipline and deficit reduction strategy. Conservative Party, tax cuts and economic growth, housing supply initiatives, environmental policy adjustments, public safety and crime policy. Contrasts with current government policies. Conclusion. Pierre Poilievre, leader of the Conservative Party of Canada, has announced a comprehensive election platform for the 2025 federal election aimed at reducing the national deficit by 70% by 2029. The plan emphasizes stringent fiscal discipline, with significant spending and tax cuts designed to stimulate economic growth, boost housing supply, and enhance public safety. Key proposals include lowering personal income taxes, increasing home construction by 2.3 million units, repealing certain environmental mandates, and implementing tougher crime policies, all intended to address economic and social challenges while contrasting sharply with current Liberal government policies. The Conservative Party of Canada, under the leadership of Pierre Poilievre, has unveiled a detailed platform for the upcoming 2025 federal election that prioritizes a substantial reduction in the country's national deficit. The party aims to cut the deficit by 70% within 4 years, targeting the year 2029 for this financial milestone. This ambitious goal is based on a combination of significant spending restraint and strategic tax relief measures. Fiscal discipline and deficit reduction strategy. Conservative Party. Central to the Conservative plan is a commitment to stringent fiscal discipline. The party proposes comprehensive spending controls across various sectors, emphasizing efficiency and the elimination of wasteful expenditures. These measures are intended to bring government spending in line with revenue growth, thereby substantially diminishing the deficit. The platform outlines specific policies aimed at curbing discretionary spending while maintaining essential public services. Tax cuts and economic growth. To stimulate economic expansion, the Conservatives propose lowering personal income tax rates. This tax relief is anticipated to increase disposable income for Canadians, fostering consumer spending and investment. By reducing the tax burden on individuals, the party aims to encourage business development and job creation. The platform argues that a leaner tax structure will complement spending cuts, supporting balanced fiscal management without stifling economic activity. Housing supply initiatives. The platform addresses the pressing issue of housing affordability by committing to increase the construction of new homes by 2.3 million units. To facilitate this expansion, the Conservative plan includes regulatory reforms and incentives to boost development. The intent is to make homeownership more accessible by expanding supply, thereby helping to alleviate current market pressures causing housing price inflation. The party asserts that increasing housing availability is integral to economic stability and growth. Environmental policy adjustments. Reflecting a departure from existing Liberal environmental mandates, the Conservative platform proposes repealing certain regulations perceived as restrictive to economic development and housing growth. The party emphasizes a balanced approach that considers environmental sustainability alongside economic priorities, arguing that previous mandates have impeded progress in critical sectors such as construction. Public safety and crime policy. In response to growing concerns about public safety, the plan includes the implementation of tougher crime policies. These are intended to strengthen law enforcement and judicial measures to deter criminal activity and enhance community security. The Conservatives maintain that improved public safety is essential for economic confidence and quality of life. This approach contrasts with current government strategies, highlighting differences in policy priorities between the parties. Contrasts with current government policies. The Conservative platform presents a clear alternative to the policies of the incumbent Liberal government. By advocating for reduced government spending, tax cuts, and regulatory rollbacks, the party appeals to voters seeking fiscal conservatism and economic liberalization. The emphasis on increasing housing supply and enhancing public safety also reflects a strategic response to widely discussed social issues. The platform's proposals collectively aim to reshape Canada's economic and social policy landscape in the lead-up to the 2025 election. Conclusion. The Conservative Party's 2025 election platform outlines a comprehensive fiscal and policy agenda designed to achieve a significant deficit reduction while fostering economic growth and addressing key social challenges. The combination of spending control, tax cuts, housing initiatives, and strengthened crime policies represents a coordinated effort to offer a distinct vision for Canada's future governance. As the 2025 federal election approaches, these proposals are likely to stimulate robust political debate and public scrutiny. The Conservative Party's 2025 election platform sets forth an ambitious plan focused on fiscal responsibility, economic stimulation, and social policy reform. By targeting a 70% reduction in the national deficit through spending cuts and tax reductions, alongside initiatives to increase housing supply and enhance public safety, the party presents a clear alternative to current government approaches. These proposals aim to address pressing economic and societal issues, positioning the party as a significant contender in the upcoming federal election. As the political landscape evolves, the impact and feasibility of these measures will remain central points of discussion among voters, policymakers, and analysts alike.